No, I'm not saying. Just the horrible thought. It would be terrible. I guess you can't do that, though. Your wife can't sit on the jury if you're on. If you're in front of the judge, can you?
You couldn't. That would not be good. Here behind the pulpit, I feel I'm protected by the anointing. Down there, I don't know where I'd be. But I don't think that. I think you can testify against your husband anyway, can you? Amen. If you're happy and you know it, amen, your face will surely show it, won't it? You're happy tonight, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. God is good, isn't it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, go with us to the book of Romans. Romans chapter number 8, beginning with verse number 35, a very familiar passage of Scripture. Amen. Don't you love it when the Scripture is familiar? Amen. That means you've been there before. Amen. And even though you've been there before, the time sometimes necessitates, is that a word, is necessary for us to read that again, because so many times situations, the Spirit of God can help us through the Word of God in certain situations, and it just seems new and refreshing when we read it over. But from the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, beginning with verse number 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, I love that phrase, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we love and we thank you, God, for the nearness of your Spirit. God, for coming on the scene, Lord, when we have so many situations. Lord, for the testimonies of praise tonight that we have heard. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. God, I pray that we would keep it close to our heart and be submissive and obedient to your word and to your will. Father, I pray tonight, God, that you would just feed us that heavenly manna. God, that you would anoint each and every one that's here tonight. We do remember those who are suffering. So many are sick. So many are afflicted. But we know, God, that you are the healer of our bodies. And we pray tonight for each and every one who may be suffering. Reach there and touch them and anoint them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And God, just have your will and your way. We'll look to you to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Paul's writing here, talking about things. And one of the things that I had in my Bible here, it says who, not what. So many times we think about the things, what might separate us from the Word of God. But basically, the who would have to pertain to us. The things cannot separate us from God. We are the ones that maybe grow cold or maybe grow away from God. So it talks about tribulation. It talks about distress and persecution, famine, nakedness, peril of sword. All those things are disastrous. All of them's terrible. Even one mention of those things would be very, very hard to overcome. But even through those things, we're still, the Bible says, more than overcomers or more than conquerors through Christ, which strengthens us. But what I wanted to talk about tonight was in verse number 38, being persuaded for certain, for sure. These are things, and basically, as I was reading and running reference, it means beyond doubt. Amen. I want to be beyond doubt. I want to be beyond doubt about anything that concerns my Lord and my Savior, because I know and I am persuaded. I'm persuaded that He can take care of any situation. And I'm persuaded about the love that he has for us. And I wanted to share that with you tonight and maybe give you an opportunity to stand and testify about how persuaded you are of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. It may be through circumstances. It may be through a relationship. It may be through salvation itself. Certainly, that is the one thing that persuades me. But in talking this week, I talked to a precious uncle of mine, and I called him, and it seems like every time that I call him, he begins to break down on the telephone. He lost his wife back in February, and they have no children, and the conversation got kind of personal, and kind of I could relate to it a little bit. And basically what it is, he feels like he didn't do enough. And I was asking God, help me some way to convey to him that he's only human. And being only human, there's only so much that we can actually do, especially when you're dealing with sickness and when you're dealing with situations that are out of our control. I mean, there's not one of us alive today that wouldn't do everything possible and sacrifice everything that we could for the welfare of a loved one. But sometimes that's just not enough. You can give them all the love, all the attention, all the medication, take care of them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And sometimes, again, it's beyond our ability to do that. And for some reason, he can't get over that. He can't get past that. And I would try to change the subject, and I'd try to talk about him and talk about things that he needed to do for himself. And inadvertently, it would come right back to the same situation. Even the places that they used to go, he said he drove up to one of the mountaintops that they used to visit and stood there. And he said he couldn't even, he said that was a place that she always loved to look at because it was so pretty. And he said he couldn't even enjoy it because he couldn't, couldn't stand the thought that she wasn't there to help him and or to look at the things with him and all. And then he began to share with me that, and he began to cry, and that he just didn't feel like that he had done an adequate job. And I told him, because I know personally what he did. I know the sacrifice that he would not leave her side. He was there with her constantly. And then finally it sort of came out, and this is where I was able to share with him, and I was able to confess myself, because, and I'm going to share something with you tonight. Being a caretaker is not only is it a sacrifice, but it can weigh very heavily on the person who's giving the care, because it's so involved. And he finally broke down and he told me, he said there was times I got upset, and he said I knew I shouldn't, and there was times I even got aggravated at her because she had gotten to a point where she could do nothing for herself, and unfortunately there was things that she couldn't get straight, and just little things that we do sometimes without thinking. She was not able to do that, and he would get frustrated, and he would, and now he's going through that, beating himself up and just constantly thinking he could have done more. And I said, no, I said, that's not true. I said, we're just human. And I told him, I said, and it made me think, because there were some times, in fact, there was about a 3-month period when Kevin was, I guess he was maybe not quite a year old, but he would cry all night long. I'm not talking about a couple hours. I'm talking about all night long. And your nerves get on end, and you feel things that you wish you had never felt. You might say things that you wish you hadn't said, and you get frustrated, and you can even call it anger. You get mad because you're losing sleep, and I begin to share that. And I hadn't told a lot of people about that. Penny knows. We both, we take it time about setting up with Kevin at the little things that, I used to put him in the car and just go 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, just go, just try to settle him down. And about 6 o'clock the next morning, he'd get real still and sleep about all day long. So that was frustrating. But again, we're human. That's all we are. And this says, I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, height, depth, any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God. And I said, all of those things, you know, you may have got frustrated. You may have got aggravated. You may have even got mad a couple of times. But the love was there. Nothing could take that love away from you. And that's, I said, that's what you got to think about. You got to think about all the love. You got to think about all those good things. You're dwelling on basically the last 3 years of her life. And they had 60-something years together. I said, you got to think about those good things and those memories. Because if you don't, you'll beat yourself up. You will. And we're all human, and God understands that and knows that we'll be frustrated. Sometimes we'll be agitated, aggravated, or whatever the situation is. But I am persuaded that none of those things will ever be able to separate us from the love. It wasn't that I didn't love Kevin. I loved him with all of my heart, but I get so frustrated, so aggravated, and Penny would too. And we'd do anything in the world we could for him and tried everything in the world. But flesh gets in the way sometimes, and flesh causes you to, you know, and then you want to beat yourself up, and then you want to have this guilt trip. And if you do that, then you're just going to have a constant problem. So help me pray. His Uncle Lee. It's Uncle Lee, and it was Daddy's baby sister that he cared for. And honestly, I told him, I said, Uncle Lee, I don't see how you did what you did, because he was there 24/7. I mean, he would not even leave her side. But help us pray that God will sustain him and help him get past those feelings. I told him, yeah, you're going to miss her because y'all were so close. I mean, you know, we just one flesh, but she wouldn't want you to continue to be in that frame of mind. So help me pray for him and anybody else that is a caretaker that sometimes frustration sets in, that we'll understand that nothing can separate us from that love and that love of God. And then I thought about the things that, and I know God is way beyond our ability. And then I thought how many times that I have probably caused God to be angry. But again, God doesn't work like that, because his love is so wonderful, and his love is so marvelous, and his grace is sufficient. And even in all of my faults and all of my failures and all the many times that I've messed up, yet nothing could separate the love that he has for us, and certainly the love that I have for him. So I thought I'd give us an opportunity to testify. Maybe, not I want to give you a topic or anything, but if you could just say, I am persuaded about the love of Christ because he brought me through this, or he did that, or some specific thing. And if you don't want to testify about that, then use this time to testify whatever is laid upon your heart. But I was just really, really overwhelmed this week and talking to him. And I'm going to get back with him, and I'm going to share some scripture and all with him and try to encourage him. But just keep him in your prayers, because the devil will use that. The devil will use that to get you depressed and get you down and out. But there's a song that says, think about the good things. Don't think about the times you were down and out. Think about how God has brought you out. And think about the good things that the Lord has done in your life. So who'll be first tonight to stand and give a testimony of praise to the Lord? This is your opportunity. Who's persuaded about the love of God? Sister Jenya.
I am totally persuaded about God's love because of my life, my whole life. The Lord, I'm not worthy of so many blessings that he has bestowed upon me.
Thank God.
Okay.
Amen. That's very important that we have that unity of the Spirit to lift one another up and to help one another up. And I know exactly what she's talking about. It's almost like a refuge when you come into the house of God. And in fact, the little trouble tree, I know y'all have noticed that in the back. It just says, if you have troubles, just hang them on the trouble tree and come on into the sanctuary and worship the Lord. And don't pick the troubles up when you go back home either. That's easier said than done, though, isn't it? Who else is persuaded tonight? Sister Valerie. That's true. That is so true. Amen. We miss them tremendously, but they're special. Special. Anybody else? I'm convinced. I'm persuaded. Amen. About the love of God. Yes, sir.
As I was reading that with you, and reading it again, it says, "For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life." When I was thinking about life, even the situations or circumstances that we find ourselves in, and how many times am I myself turned in the wrong direction or allowed life or situations or just anything that I was in to pull me in a different direction. And I'm fully persuaded it was the love of God for me that no matter what I'd done, that He would turn me in the right direction. He would provide for me and my family no matter what choices I've made. Because I can, you know, as I've always said, as I'm talking to my sons and I want to do it with my grandchildren, I can see the same thing as we relate to our parents, my parents that are still with us. You know, the directions Dad did was not always, and he'll tell you, it wasn't always the right choice. But then once he turned it all over to God, it's like all the pieces were put together. And I can see it in my life now. I couldn't have seen it younger when he spoke that way to me. He said, put it in God's hands first. Pray about it. Don't just jump. And I was young and, you know, all I cared about was the wants.
Sure.
But in that life that I've lived, God's given me, and every day that He blesses me with, I am fully persuaded that without His love, His mercy, and grace, as we say many times around here, where would I be?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to praise Him. Thank you.
Amen. That's so amazing and so insightful, too. Because I think all of us being human beings, sometimes we might not really appreciate or really be as persuaded or as convinced about the love of God until we have to go through something that we know that we could not have made it had it not been for God. And I think David wrote it in Psalms, had it not been for God, where would Israel be? And the many, many times that God sustained them and took care of them. And then I myself and each and every one of them. I know we all have a story. I know we all have several things that we've been up against or we fought and tried to do things on our own. And then it was an impossibility, but God came on the scene. And that another thing that makes me fully persuaded that God loves me. In spite of what I've done, in spite of who I am or anything like that, He still loves me because He brought me through these situations. Had it not been for Him, then there's no telling where I would be today. So nobody can change my mind on that. I'm persuaded about God's love. Someone else tonight? Want to talk about God's love or something, or just do you have a testimony? Share it with us tonight. Sister Tabitha?
Taking me without that, you know, because I look at my brothers
Sure.
Blesses me and how he chastises me and keeps me on the path that I should be on. But I was just thinking about my dad the night before my dad passed, how he called me up and he wanted some gold peanuts. So I took him some gold peanuts. And of course, I was 3 months pregnant with Lass. And so I went over there, you know, and took them to him, and how he felt Lass knew for the first time, and the bond that me and my dad had, and how much I miss my earthly dad, but the bond that I have with my heavenly father, how much greater the bond is with my heavenly father.
Amen.
And one day I'll see my dad again, you know, but how I can go to my heavenly father, you know. And I'm thankful that the void that I miss with my dad, I still have my heavenly father that I can go to.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for the chastisement that my heavenly father gives.
Because he loves us.
That's
amen.
Right.
Because he loves us. He loves us so very much. I'm persuaded. Beyond doubt, beyond a shadow of doubt, how his love is. Because the word just says that we're more than conquerors. It's not just enough to conquer. We're even more than conquerors. Amen. But what's the key word? Through him. Through him. Without him, I'm not a conqueror. Without him, I'm not persuaded. Without him, I can do nothing. But with him or through him, all things are possible. What a wonderful love he has for us. Anybody else want to share with the testimony tonight? Amen.
Always ready to love us. It's just such a peace and comfort, and I thank him for that.
It is comforting. Amen. Peace I leave you, not as the world leaves you, but peace I give you. That peace of that relationship with the Father. And there are situations that we're going to have to face. And, you know, we don't need to have that mindset that it's because we've messed up or God's trying to punish us or something. It's just circumstances. I just thought how devastating that was. As Sister Jenya was talking about Dave's son. How old is he, Sister Jenya? 18. And just found out that he has leukemia. And, you know, as parents, as a family, hearing that, that's awful. That's devastating. But even in situations like that, we have that relationship with God. And I'm persuaded that God can give peace even in those bad situations. I shudder to think where we'd have been to hear the news about Kevin had we not had the Lord to lean on. We would have been totally just a basket case. But I'm persuaded that whatever I face, I'm persuaded that wherever I am. I'll share this with you. I once worked with a man, and he was such a salesman. He was, you talk about confident. He was almost to the point of being arrogant. He was so confident. And, but, you know, what'd you say? You put a salesman in Alaska. What is it? Sell ice to Eskimos. This guy could probably do it. But the thing about it, he wouldn't shut up. You know, he wouldn't hear no. He just kept going on. But he made a statement. He said, "You can put me on any street in any state in this United States of America, and I'll be successful selling." And I thought, wow, what a cocky attitude that guy has, you know. But he was persuaded. He was absolutely persuaded. He was convinced. And I want to be that convinced about my God. I want to be that persuaded. You can put me anywhere. You can face me with any situation. And it's not me. I know he was building himself up, but it's not me. But I'm persuaded that God will see me through. I'm persuaded that there's nothing impossible with him. And I'm persuaded that nothing can separate me from the wonderful love that he has. And just comprehending that and getting that this week and trying to pass that on to my uncle. I want him to be persuaded that that God's going to take care of him during this time. I know it's sad. I know he's heartbroken, but I really want him to be persuaded that God is going to keep him through those terrible times. Anybody else tonight? I'm going to give a word of testimony, a word of praise, just to thank God. This is your opportunity. Well, if not, I want to have a special prayer. Let's see. This lady I talked to, I prayed with her on the phone. And, sometimes you just feel, you get a lot of phone calls and all. And sometimes you try to use some discernment to see if there really is a need there. But the lady, she had a need, but she was more intent talking about needing prayer. And she had just gone through some dark times. She had lost a loved one. You just kind of felt like this lady was really sincere. And her name is Foster, Sister Foster. She lives down in Buck Cannon. And I don't know how she got our number or whatever, but she had called a couple of times and left messages on the answer machine. And I called her back and I was able to get her. And she asked me to have prayer with her over the phone. And I did. And I said, "We're going to pray for you tonight." She seemed like she really got touched as we were praying. But if some of you would gather around tonight, her name is Sister Maynard Foster. And we want to have prayer for her. And I hope and pray that God will sustain her and bless her and touch her and anoint her. She seemed like a very humble lady. Sometimes God just kind of puts people in our path. We don't even know, have no idea who this lady is, In fact, we'll just anoint this if you want to.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come on behalf of Sister Foster. God, even though we don't know her, you do. God, we don't know her situation, but God, you're very aware of her. Father, my heart goes out to her tonight, and I pray, God, that you would touch her body. I pray that you would minister to her, Lord. God, bless her house, bless her home, her family. God, I pray right now, Lord, that you would just lift her up and encourage her. God, we agree right now in the name of Jesus that you're going to meet not only her financial needs, God, but her spiritual needs, Lord. Father, we feel such an urgency right now, God, to call on your name for her and her household. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Savior. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to follow up with her. Thank you for those prayers. Anyone else need prayer tonight? Certainly. All righty.